Well, welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in for this presentation about the Governor's Academy. My name is Chris Blondin, and I work in our admissions office, and I'm in charge of all of the international student admissions at our school.
大家好，我是非常感谢选我来代表嘉文纳中学给大家做这个讲座。然后我的名字呢是叫Chris，是嘉文纳中学的招生办副主任，主要负责国际生的招生，所以现在在这里给大家做这个讲座。I'm
very excited to have you all learn about our school, the Governor's Academy. One of the unique features of our school is that we are the oldest boarding school in New England, and we were founded in 1763.
今天我要给大家提供一些关于嘉文纳中学的信息，然后一些独特的方面，还有一些特色。然后我们只有九到十二年级是寄宿的，然后是寄宿联盟中就比较独特的一所寄宿中学。今天会给大家介绍这些特色。Okay,
so off we go to the first slide. So first, I'd like to just speak about some of the basic facts for our school. The Governor's Academy is located in Byfield, Massachusetts, which is about 30 miles north of Boston.
现在我们来看第一张PPT，第一个基本的关于学校的是，嘉文纳中学位于麻州的Byfield这个地方，应该翻译可能是叫拜菲德这样一个地方。这个地方是在波士顿北部大概30英里的地方。Our
location, I think, is very attractive to families because we are close to a main city like Boston, which is an education and medical hub for the United States. We also are 5 miles from a town called Newburyport, and there's lots of shopping and restaurants and a nice boardwalk along the ocean there as well. So many boarding schools are far away from major cities, but I like that our school is close to an airport, and also makes it close for cultural activities.
Okay, 我想我们的位置应该是对中国家长来说特别有吸引力的。为什么呢？第一是因为它离大城市比较近，离波士顿非常的近。波士顿呢是美国的教育中心，还有是医疗科研中心，非常的独特。而且我们学校呢离 Newberry 这个地方大概只有5英里左右。Newberry呢是你购物啊、买东西啊、市中心都非常的繁华，所以特别的方便。而且我们离海岸也特别的近，许多美国的寄宿学校呢都离大城市特别的远，但我们不是，我们还有离这些大城市啊、市中心都非常近，离机场也特别近，所以是特别方便的。
The Governor's Academy is for grades 9 through 12. We are just a high school in America. We do not offer a postgraduate program or a middle school. We are strictly a grade 9 through 12 high school.
我们只提供9到12年级的这样一个学校，然后没有中学，也没有就 postgraduate 这种 学业，所以我们只严格的提供9到12年级，我们是这样一个学校。For
our students, we are 408 students, half boys and half girls.
我们现在一共有408名学生，男生和女生呢是对半分的，就一半是男生，一半是女生这样。Our
school is also a boarding and day school, but most of our students are boarding students who live in the dormitory. We are two-thirds boarding and one-third day.
我们同时提供寄宿和走读，三分之二的是寄宿，三分之一的是走读，所以大多数学生其实都是走读，住在学校宿舍里边的。Our
school also is 14% of our students are international students, and they come from 18 countries.
我们现在有来自18个国家的国际生，占到总人数比例的大概有14%的国际生。
in real numbers, that 14% equals 60 international students.
如果要用就是具体的数值的话，这个14%的国际生大概是有60名的国际生这样一个人数。
And now I'll speak a little bit about our campus. We have a very large campus. We are 450 acres, which includes a 9-hole golf course. And we have 48 buildings, most of which are dormitories for students.
现在我们来谈一谈关于我们的校园。加拿大中学的校园特别的大，有450公顷占地的校园，然后还其中有48栋大的就是楼啊，教学楼和宿舍，大多数呢都是给学生住宿用的宿舍。
The campus is very beautiful. We have lots of trees, lots of flowers, green grass, and the air is very fresh. The campus, because of so many buildings, many visitors say that we feel like a small village.
我们校园其实特别特别的漂亮，有很多的树啊、花啊，空气也特别的清新。许多到访我们校园的人都觉得我们校园就像一个小的村庄一样，特别的漂亮。
Our school offers a very rigorous curriculum, and we offer 28 advanced placement classes, or AP classes, and these classes are across all departments. So we have AP classes in math, in science, in foreign language, and also art and music and history as well, all departments.
我们有28门Advanced Placement 就是提前预修的课程，这些课程也跨了非常多的学科，比如说数学啊、科学啊、外语啊、艺术类、音乐类、历史类，我们在各个学科都有这种预修课程。
And finally, our school colors are cardinal and white, and cardinal is a deep dark red color.
我们学校有两种主要的颜色，一种是朱红色，还有一种是白色。
Thank you. First, I'd like to speak a little bit about some of our admissions facts. I work in our admissions office, and I've been working at our school for 3 years. And I've always been in charge of our international student admissions, and I enjoy my job very much, meeting new families from all over the world.
现在来讲一讲关于招生方面的信息。我们呢招来自世界各个地方的学生。我呢主要是管理招生这一方面，主要呢是国际生的招生。我特别特别喜欢我的工作，见不同的家长，看不同的学生，我特别喜欢我的工作。
Governor's Academy is a selective school. Last year we had more than 200 applications. From students from China.
去年呢，我们从中国大概收到了超过200份的申请来上加拿大中学。
And last year we finished our admissions cycle with enrolling 2 new Chinese students for the 2015-2016 school year this year.
从这200多名申请者中呢，去年我们一共招收了2名中国学生，也就是说是对2015-2016学年招收了2名中国学生。
This year, currently there are 16 students from China at our school. There is no set quota for a number of Chinese students each year. We read the applications and review the applicants and the best applicants are admitted to our school.
现在我们学校总共呢有16名中国学生，并不是说我们有一个特定的数值，说每年每个年级要招多少的学生中国学生，而是我们采用的方式是我们看每一份申请，然后把最好的申请者挑出来来我们学校，所以说并不是一个特定的数值要招多少人。
And all parts of the application process are important. Including the essays, the teacher recommendations, but I do like to give our average international student TOEFL score, which last year was 102 for students that we enrolled into the academy, and our average SSAT score for Chinese students last year was 2270.
我们申请过程中的每一部分都特别的重要，比如说小论文啊，那个陈述啊，文书方面，比如说还有就是那个老师的推荐都很重要。然后关于标化成绩这一方面呢，是国际学生总共他们的平均托福成绩是102，中国学生的平均 SSAT 成绩是2270分。
All parts of the application, as I said, are important, especially the student's English ability. We judge the student's English ability from their grade in their English class, from their teacher recommendations, from their test scores, and also from the interview. And it's important that the student speaks English well because the Governor's Academy does not offer an ESL or English as a second language program. So the student who comes to our school needs to be able to communicate and understand in English very well.
我们申请过程当中的每一部分其实都很重要，比如说我们会参考你上学的时候英语课的成绩、英语课的表现，还有老师的推荐，还有一些考试成绩、标化成绩，当然我们还有面试，也是非常重要的。为什么说英语课和这些成绩特别重要呢？因为加拿大中学其实不提供 ESL， 就是英语的那个英语作为第二门语言的这样一个英语课程，我们是不提供的，所以来这里的学生都必须要具备比较好的英语交流能力和理解能力，可以很好的跟上我们这边的教学，英语教学。
So you might ask yourself, what makes the Governor's Academy a special school? I'll talk about four main points to talk about our program.
你可能会问，到底是什么让加拿大中学变得这么独特，这么优秀呢？我接下来就要讲一讲主要关于四方面，为什么加拿大中学这么独特和优秀，它的特点主要四个方面。
Above all else, academics are important at the Governor's Academy, but we have four separate programs that are also large parts of the community. The first is the arts program, and the Governor's Academy offers a full range of visual and performing art courses, as well as performance opportunities in dance, drama, and music. We also offer voice and instrumental lessons, and many of our alumni are active in the arts after their graduation.
当然在提这四个特点之前呢，学术当然是特别特别重要的一点对于加拿大中学来说，但是除了学术之外呢，我们在其他四个方面也有比较大的建树。第一方面呢就是艺术方面，我们有一整个系列的比如说视觉和表演的艺术课程，并且呢有很多很多的表演机会，比如说舞蹈啊、歌剧啊、音乐啊，然后声乐和乐器课程我们也提供，许多许多的校友呢在这艺术方面也特别的活跃。
Athletics are another important part of our school. We offer more than 50 interscholastic teams, which means these are teams that compete against other schools. We have a strong record in the Independent School League, or the ISL, and we are one of the most competitive prep school leagues in the country.
然后在运动和体育方面呢，我们有超过50个校际的团队，也就是说我们的团队是和其他学校的运动团队一起这样比赛。然后呢我们在一个叫独立学校组织 ISL 这一个组织当中呢，也有非常好的就是历史和记录在运动这一方面，也是全美这个非常有竞争力的一个全美联盟中非常有竞争力的一个体育团队。
The campus life of the school is another important aspect of the Governor's Academy, and we offer 60 extracurricular groups and a full calendar of events, community service, leadership, cultural, and recreation activities, are all things that students can become involved with, and almost 90% of our teachers live on campus.
学校生活对于学生来说也是特别重要的一个方面。我们有超过60个课余的组织和组织和团组织和社团，然后还有一整年的活动，学校活动比如说什么校区服务啊，然后对于管理能力的培养、文化方面的修养，还有娱乐的一些活动，几乎有90%的老师呢都是住在学校里面，可以日常和学生进行沟通的。
And sustainability is also a part of our school with recycling, composting. We have our own organic garden, and solar panels on many of our buildings. And in 2009, the Governor's Academy won the first place in the Green Cup Challenge, which was a competition with 23 other peer schools, to cut energy use.
还有一方面就是我们的可持续发展能源方面，比如说我们的回收利用对能源，然后还有一些有机的花园，我们还有太阳板、能源板。然后在2009年的时候呢，加拿大中学得了一个第一名，在这样一个比赛中，就是说叫 Green Cup Challenge 这一个比赛中，然后这个比赛呢，其实还有其他23个独立的中学来跟我们一起竞争，如何来节约能源。
And if there's ever any sports or clubs or an activity that is not already provided by the school, we encourage our students to create their own clubs and start their new extracurricular groups.
在体育还有社团、艺术方面的社团和组织，我们其他还没有的，我们也特别鼓励我们现在学生能够建立他们自己的社团，来丰富学生的课余生活。
One of the academic highlights of our school is the Catalyst Internship Program.
对于学术方面呢，特别重要的一点就是我们学校的Catalyst Internship。这样一个项目可以说像是实习，直译过来就是说像催化剂一样，把我们的学生推出去的这样一个项目，实习项目。
The Catalyst Internship Program is a real internship program for our students to work with professionals in the fields of science. Our students work with these professionals and doctors and researchers over the summer, and when they return to campus in the fall, they present the work they've done to the entire school so we can learn about what they've done.
这个实习项目呢，是一个就是说真正的让学生去接触真正的社会和科研项目的一个实习项目。比如说，我们让我们的学生去就是科学啊，然后让他们去见真的那些博士生啊、研究者啊，让他们参与到这些研究项目当中，在那个夏季的时候，然后到了夏天呢，我们又让他们来整理和汇报他们一整个夏天的研究成果所见所得，让他们跟别人分享他们这一个夏天在这个项目中学到了些什么。
Some of the past internship programs our students have done are cancer research at Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School, cardiac surgery at Massachusetts General Hospital, the MIT STEP Lab and Education Arcade internship at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, sleep medicine research at Brigham and Women's Hospital, which is Harvard Medical School, and visual neuroplasticity research at Harvard Medical School.
我们几个比较重要的研究项目呢，就罗列在 PPT 上面。比如说这个癌症研究、疾病研究，这个是在哈佛医学院里面研究的一个项目。然后比如说我们在麻州的医院里面，麻州医院还有一个心脏外科方面的研究项目。然后在 MIT，也就是麻省理工学院呢，我们还有一个叫Step Lab，还有一个叫研究，我不知道这个直译过来是怎么样，就是还有一个研究项目在麻省理工，然后在哈佛医学院呢，我们还有一个关于睡眠药物的研究，然后还有一个是在神经可塑性方面的研究，都是一些关于科学和医学方面的研究。
These programs allow our students to work at hospitals, research centers, laboratories, and university research centers to do real-life science work with professional scientists. And I'm not aware of any other school that offers this type of opportunity for its students.
这些项目呢，都是在真的研究机构里面，让他们实际能够感受到的一些研究项目，横跨科技啊、医学啊这些研究方面。我也到现在为止，我都没有发现其他学校能够提供这样的机会、这样的实习项目，所以这一点对我们学校来说是特别独特的。
So we'll continue talking about some of the important parts of the Governor's Academy. I know many of you are interested in our college matriculation list, and this past year in particular was a very strong year for the Governor's Academy.
接下来呢，我们来看一下关于学术方面，我们学校还有其他方面的成就和成绩是怎么样的。许多家长呢都比较关心一个学校他们的升学率、升大学的率，还有他们的学术成绩是怎么样的。接下来下面这一页呢，就是一列我们学校升学方面主要的几个大学，还有就是比较好的一个学校的一个列表，大家可以看一看。
The college selection process for our students is a very personalized process. The student meets with one of four college counselors to discuss the schools that they would like to apply to. And each student has a very personalized list of schools that fit their needs and their desires.
其实大学申请呢是一个特别个人和个性化的东西。像我们学校的学生呢，都会见我们学校的有一个咨询者，就是说升学咨询者。我们学校一共有四人，然后每一个学生呢都会见其中的一个，来讨论他们自身的条件啊、成绩啊以及升学要求，然后最终制定一个符合他们自己的个性化的升学方案。
Our students have access to the most prestigious colleges and universities in the country, and members of last year's graduating class of 2015 will be attending Harvard, Cornell, Brown, Columbia, Carnegie Mellon, Johns Hopkins, Tulane, New York University, University of Chicago, Boston University, and Boston College, just to name a few of the highly selective and prestigious schools.That our students will be attending.
就去年2015年来说呢，我们毕业的学生就去了特别多有名望有名的美国大学，这里就列了几所，比如说哈佛啊、康奈尔、布朗啊、哥大，还有卡内基梅隆啊、杜兰啊、纽约、芝加哥大学，还有波士顿两所 BU 和 BC 只是列了其中的几所，还有其他很多有名的学校，我们的毕业生都有去。
The process is personal, though, and some of our students choose to apply to art and design schools. Some of them choose to go to certain law or business schools. But each school's list of universities and colleges is a personal list that they create with the college counselor and their family.
我们学生还有去其他，比如说设计方面啊，然后还有就是商业方面的商科这样一些学校。但是不管怎样，每一个申请我们学生的申请过程呢，都是一个个性化的，要与我们的升学咨询老师讨论后，然后列出一系列择校选择、择校评估，然后进行的一个非常个性化和符合每一个学生特质的这样一个过程。
I'd also like to take some time now to talk about two traditions at the Governor's Academy, and these are activities that are special to our school and unique to the Governor's Academy.
接下来我想介绍一些我们学校的传统，还有一些活动，在我们学校中，几乎周周或者月月会办的一些活动。
Every Saturday night,the headmaster, Dr. Quimby, and his wife open up their home, which is located in the middle of our campus, and they invite students to come on Saturday nights to play games, to eat snacks, to have drinks, to play music, and also just to socialize and get to know one another.
每一个周六的晚上呢，我们都有一个活动，然后来邀请所有的学生来一起做游戏啊，然后或者是他们玩一玩音乐，或者是大家交谈一下，交流一下，认识更多的人。这一点对于就是美国学生来说是非常重要的，就是可以培养个性，认识更多的人。
These activities are for fun. It is not a formal environment. Our headmaster is very special to the school. He graduated from the Governor's Academy, and he wants to get to know all of our students by their name, where they're from, and what activities they enjoy.
这个活动呢是我们学校加文纳学校校长举办的。他为什么要举办呢？因为他想从这个活动中呢认识每一个学生，知道他们的名字，知道他们的爱好，知道他们的兴趣，知道他们的未来发展规划各方面。校长对于这方面是特别看重的。同时校长本人也是从加文纳中学毕业的，所以他对于这个活动觉得就更有意义，更有一种情节来跟那个学生在这个活动中就是能够更多的接触，面对面交流。
These nights at the headmaster's home are very popular, and on an average Saturday night, more than 100 students will go to his home, and the headmaster has a reputation of being very competitive during the games.
这个活动呢在校长的家里面举办，所以几乎每一个周六呢都有超过100名的学生到这个校长的家里面去。然后在这个活动中的校长他的名望也是特别高的，就是一起做游戏啊，一起做什么音乐啊，玩活动的时候校长都是特别厉害的一个角色，所以互动方面这个活动是特别好的，特别有意思。
The second tradition I'll describe is called jumping of the wall, and this tradition is when our students graduate in the spring, our 12th grade students, when they've completed our programs. After the graduation, the students run and jump off a small wall located in front of the headmaster's home.
还有一个传统活动呢，就是叫跳墙，可能直译过来，要跳过一个墙。这个活动呢是给春季毕业的学生，他们呢要在校长家门前呢有一个墙前面去跳过这样一个墙，就是说一个有纪念意义的活动来纪念他们的毕业。
As you can see from the picture, the wall is very small, less than a meter, but the students sometimes will jump with friends or jump by themselves off of the wall, and this signifies their completion of their time at our school.
你们可以从这个照片上看到这个墙其实并不高，大概就一米都不到，但是我们的学生毕业生呢有时候会和他们朋友一起跳过去，有时候自己跳过去，来纪念他们在加文纳中学度过的这一段时间和他们学术上完成的这样一个阶段性的成果。
Their families and the teachers applaud as the students finish this final tradition at our school, and it is a very exciting and fun day for everybody.
家长和老师呢也会参与到这个活动中来纪念学生的毕业，所以它是一个特别有意义的活动。
So finally, I'd like to thank you all for listening to this presentation and following along with the slides. I just have a few points of our history that I'll mention to finish up the presentation.
最后呢，我感谢各位家长啊，还有同学来听我这个讲座，然后一页页听我来讲这些关于我们学校的特点。最后呢，我想用我们学校的一段历史来做一个结尾。
So as I mentioned at the beginning, our school is the oldest school in the United States, and we were founded in 1763, while Massachusetts was still a British colony. The Governor's Academy has educated students for more than 250 years.
我加文纳中学呢是美国最老的中学中的其中之一，是1763年在麻州成立的，那个时候甚至还是一个英属殖民地这边。然后加文纳中学呢有每年都有已经培育了超过250年的毕业高中毕业生。
And we have also had international students at our school since 1884.
我们从1884年开始有国际生招到我们学校里来。
The Governor's Academy is a family-oriented school, and we embrace our village-like community through strong relationships and a diverse community that focuses on kindness and hard work.
加文纳中学是一个特别注重家庭的学校，我们认为我们也信奉这样一个理念，就是我们像一个大的村落一样，大家都住在一起，是一个小社区，然后呢社区之间大家都有非常强的联系和关系， 然后通过这样一个多元化的社区呢，来培养我们在这个社区当中人的一种仁慈啊、宽容啊一种努力的精神。
Our students will feel challenged and supported as they pursue their interests in academics, visual and performing arts, athletics, and community service. We strive to help our students create their best work and become lifelong learners.
学生来了我们学校之后呢，都会感到非常的有挑战性，而且他们会觉得我学校是一直在支持他们的。当他们在追求他们的兴趣爱好，无论是学术方面啊，还是表演、艺术、体育，或者是社区服务方面，我们一直在努力奋斗的，就是帮我们的学生能够创造一个好的条件，让他们终身受益，并且终身都努力奋斗。
Many people are already familiar with the Phillips Academy Exeter, one of the most famous and prestigious schools in the United States, but not many people know that it was an alumni of the Governor's Academy who founded the famous school.
许多人应该都已经特别熟悉，有一个中学叫做菲利普·埃克塞特中学，我们就是学校的成立者当中还有一个这个学校的校友。
The student took what he had learned at the Governor's Academy to start a new school, and we're very proud of the accomplishments that he was able to create.
刚刚有一点错误，就是我们有一个校友成立了这个菲利普埃克塞特中学，这一所非常有名的学校。
And finally, I'd like to thank findingschool.com and CU for translating today. We have two websites that you would be able to visit about our school. The first is alwaysgovernors.org, and that is an online viewbook for interested applicants. And the second is our official school website, thegovernorsacademy.org, which provides all admissions and application informations for prospective families.
其实最后呢，我要感谢 Finding School，然后让我做这个讲座，跟家长能够面对面的交流。然后接下来这一页上是两个链接，可以上去看我们学校的一些信息。第一个呢，就是加文纳中学上面可以看的一个；第二个就是一个官网的链接。
So thank you, Finding School, and thank you, CU. And now I'd be happy to answer any questions.
好，接下来就是到了问题时间，如果有问题可以回答。
Thank you, Mr. Blondin, for sharing all this information with us and conduct this seminar.
Oh, my pleasure. And thank you for the invitation, and I hope it was helpful for our listeners.
Sure, thanks. And thank you to Siyu for translating the seminar for us.
Yes, many thanks, many thanks.
Yeah，我们也谢谢思 Finding School 的思雨为大家来翻译今天的这次讲座。如果大家有任何问题的话不论您是在 Go To Meeting 上还是在我们的这个微信群里，请您呢把问题用文字的方式写出来，然后呢我们会选择其中的一些问题呢，因为时间的关系我们请Mr. Blondin 呢来回答这些问题中的一部分。If you have question, no matter you are online GoToMeeting or in the WeChat group, you're welcomed to text your message, and we will choose some of the questions here to let Mr. Blondin answer that for you. Thank you. 好，谢谢听众朋友。So now, Mr. Blondin, we're just wait the question coming to
Yeah,
see.
that's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy to wait and let people think about what they need to learn. And if there's no questions, then I must have done a very good presentation.
Thanks. So could you introduce a little bit more about the like 'cause I know like in the past years sometime Governor's Academy probably will go to Asia to do like a admission on the road, mm-hmm. or maybe there were some presentations domestic in United States. Could you introduce a little bit more about the plan this year?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Each year, we have about 12 members of our admissions office, and each of us is assigned a certain region of the United States that we are in charge of doing our admissions work for. So we have a member who's in charge of the West Coast, California. We have a member who's in charge of the Southeast, like Georgia and South Carolina and Florida. My particular region is all countries around the world. So each year I do a trip to different parts of the world. And this year I'll be visiting certain parts of Asia. Unfortunately, I will not be visiting mainland China this year, but right now I'm in the planning stages of perhaps going to China maybe this summer or next fall. We choose the places that we visit by needs of the school, and also just to make sure that we are representing ourselves in places that we have not been in a while. So I understand that the Governor's Academy is still not well known in China, in certain parts of China, so it's important for me to visit soon, and that's why that will probably happen this summer or next fall.
Okay, thank you. 谢谢。刚才呢Mr. Blonding 呢他说呢在 Governor's Academy 的这个招生办公室呢有12位工作人员。那么每年到招生季的时候呢这12位工作人员呢都会到美国各个不同的地方去比如加州西海岸或者东海岸或者美国的南方去介绍呢Governor's Academy 这所学校。那么Mr. Blonding 呢他的每年的任务呢是到全球各地去来介绍Governor's Academy 这所学校来跟大家分享招生信息。那么今年呢他在这个秋季的时候呢会到亚洲的某一些国家，但是呢就不会特地的去中国。那么Governor's Academy 的计划是在明年春天明年夏季的时候或者秋季到中国的某一些城市，现在这些具体的城市呢还没有定下来。他会在明年夏天或者是秋天的时候呢明年到访中国，那么到时候具体的计划呢应该会在 Governor's Academy 的这个学校的官网上会发布出来。
Because of the strong reputation of the school, we are very fortunate to see applicants from all over the world. We have applicants from all parts of Asia, Europe, Africa,North and South America, and it makes my job very difficult when I plan my travel to visit students and their families. We do encourage that students and families visit our school if they are applying, because I think it's important for families to see the campus and to see the school in person to get a feel for what the community and the school feels like.So although it's not required to visit campus, I strongly encourage visitors and applicants to come to our school directly if it's possible.
Okay. 那么刚才呢 Mr. Blonding 他说因为这所学校呢在全球都有非常好的声誉，所以呢作为这个国际招生官呢，那么他在每年呢实际上是很忙的，因为要到各个国家去，比如南美啊或者是其他的这个地方去呢来推广这个学校的信息，那么所以他在这个计划行程上呢就是有的时候会很难去安排比如特地到中国。那么他呢刚才也说他非常建议大家呢如果希望申请这所学校希望上这所学校的话呢他非常建议大家到校园来进行实地的参观，这样的话呢会有一个非常直观的印象，这个学校呢和这个学校的社区师生到底是什么样子。Mr. Blondin, now we have a question on the GoToMeeting. So the question is, can I ask when is a good time to go to campus for the interview? If I come to the campus on December, is that too late?
That's a great question. We offer formal campus visits and interviews starting from the middle of September, which will start next week for us, all the way up until the admissions deadline, which is January 31st. For our office, we don't have a preference about when you choose to visit, although the fall tends to be a much more beautiful time of year at our campus, with nicer weather. Sometimes in the winter, it can be very cold with lots of snow, and the campus remains very beautiful, but the visit sometimes is a little bit more difficult. The other thing to understand is that we have two vacations in the fall and winter. Our Thanksgiving break is in November, and that's a week-long vacation, and our winter vacation is at the end of December into the first week of January, which is about 3 weeks. And so the campus would be unavailable for a visit during those times.
Okay. 那么刚才 Mr. Blondie 呢，他回答这个问题呢，说其实什么时候到学校来面试呢都比较好，但是呢因为这个 Governor's Academy 所处的这个地理位置哈，冬天呢会天气的情况会比较不好，比如下雪。那么秋季呢实际上是一年中呢他个人认为是比较美的一个季节。同时呢他也想提醒这位家长哈，因为在11月的时候呢有一个节的感恩节假期，还有呢在12月到1月的时候呢会有三个星期，哦不好意思刚才可能说错哈，11月的时候有一个星期的感恩节假期，那么12月到1月呢有三个星期的冬假，所以呢这期间呢学校是不开放的，所以请家长也注意一下这个时间上的这个安排。那么他们的申请呢是截止到每年的1月31日，所以呢我想在这之前都是欢迎您来面试的。思雨。
That's a good question.
Yeah, 思雨，我能麻烦你帮助翻译一下这个 Mr. Blondie 的这个答案吗？思雨 ,Hello, 思雨 ,Are you online? Could you help translating Mr. Blondie's answers to the question?Hello? Okay. So probably she's not online now. Let me see. We have more questions coming.
Oh, great.
Yeah. let me see. The next question is... Mr. Blondin, may I ask, the TOEFL is the requirement for admitted to your school? Is that like a required score? Or?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'll try to keep my answers short and concise so that we can answer as many questions as we can. But the average TOEFL score for our international student that were enrolled last year is 102. And generally, students must score above 80 to be considered because that score tends to demonstrate an English ability that does not need English as a second language program. So I'll review any application of a student who's completed the TOEFL exam. The only exception is a student who's been in an international school or an English-speaking school for 3 or more years is not required to take the TOEFL exam.
Okay, thank you. 那么我现在翻译一下刚才这位家长的问题哈。那么刚才 Mr. Blondie 呢说托福成绩呢确实是入校的必须条件。只有一个情况是例外的，就是呢这个申请的学生呢，那么他在以英语教学和英语交流为主要语言的这个国际学校呢就读过3年以上，那么这样他们会考虑豁免掉托福成绩。而且呢如果申请 Governor's Academy 的话呢， Mr. Blondie 建议学生的托福成绩呢至少要达到80分以上，因为这样的话呢学校才会认为这个申请的学生呢不再需要英语作为第二外语的这种教学。好，那么我现在再看一看其他的这个 听众朋友的问题哈。Now I'm I think the next question probably is our last question. It's Mr. Bonding, if I applying now I'm in eighth grade, I might thinking applying ninth grade. So what do you think my TOEFL or SSAT should be like?To be considered as a competitive applicant?
Sure. I would say that, first of all, that the scores are only one part of the application. So although they are important, the other parts of the application are also important. So it's not just the scores that will allow a student to become admitted to the school. But I would use our averages as a guide.For a competitive applicant, I think that they need to score in the high 90s or the hundreds for the TOEFL, no matter what grade they're applying for. And the expectation is greater the older a student is. For the SSAT, I think a competitive applicant is 2180 or 90 to 2250, that range would be highly competitive for our school, but it also is important to understand that the other pieces of the application are also important.
Thank you. 那么我现在解答一下刚才的问题哈，就是八升九托福和 SSAT 大概需要多少？那么刚才 Mr. Blanding 他说呢，这个学校呢考虑学生呢会从多方面来考虑，但是呢，学生呢这个托福的成绩呢。至少要达到90多分，这样呢学校才会认为呢这个学生呢是一个比较有竞争力的申请者。那么同样呢 SSAT 呢需要达到2180分到2250分之间这样一个程度，然后呢学校会觉得这个学生呢是很有竞争力。但是呢这只是一个分数的这样一个标准，那么学校还会考量学生其他的方面。那么像这个成绩的标准呢，不管您是申请哪一个年级，那么大概的这个标准化考试的标准呢就是这个样，就是这个样子，学校的这个考量的标准也是分数呢就是大概在这个程度这个范围。好，那么今天呢我们的还有问题哦，我看好，我看一下啊，Mr. Bonding, I thinkMore question coming. I think it's still a question about interview, on-campus interview.
Okay.
So I think we have answered this question, but I would like you to emphasize one more time.
Sure.
When is the best time to come to on-campus for the interview?
I think for that question, any time between September and January is a fine time to interview. As an admissions office, we don't have a preference. Mm-hmm. But for visitors, I often recommend for them to come in the fall because travel can be easier. There's not any snow yet. So normally the fall might be an easier time to visit.But if a family comes in the winter, that is absolutely okay as well.
Mm-hmm. And also, the school is more likely to have the students to have an on-campus interview, right? That they just confirm that.
Yeah, we encourage students to do an on-campus interview because that way they get to see the campus, the school, they get to see the people here.But we do offer Skype interviews until our winter break, which is December 18th. And following the winter break, we require an interview through a company called Verikant from December until our admissions deadline. But that's only for students who cannot visit our campus after our winter break.
Okay. 那么刚才 Mr. Blanding 呢，他说从 九月到来年的一月这一段时间呢，都是一个比较好的到学校进行面试的时间。那么刚才他也讲过哈，就是在十一月的时候呢，会有一个星期的感恩节假。在十二月的时候呢，到一月会有三个星期的冬假。那么也请大家呢注意，这个时间呢学校是不开放的。同时呢 ，Mr. Blounding 他说呢，学校呢是非常倾向和欢迎学生呢到校来进行面试的。但是同时呢，他们也可以通过 Skype 和这些无法到校面试的学生呢进行在线的面试。同时他们也会接收这个维利克呢提供的这个学生面试的这个记录来进行这个审核。在每他们进行接收这个维利克的面试呢，是在每年的冬假以后，大概在12月18日左右，他们会对这个维利克提交的这个学生面试呢来进行这个观看和审阅。 OK, I think this question should be our last question.
Okay. Do
you have any data that shows the percentage of Chinese applicants came to campus last year?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't have those numbers directly in front of me, but my guess would be that probably more than 80% of our Chinese applicants came to campus. About 20% did their interview over Skype. So most of our applicants did come to campus, yes.
Okay. 那么刚才 Mr. Blounding 他说 80% 左右的学生是到校园来进行面试的。那么大约有 20% 左右的学生呢是通过这个 Skype 或者其他方式呢来进行在线面试的。
And that's the same for our American students as well. Most of our applicants will come to see the campus for their interview. Normally, it's only students who really cannot visit that will do the Skype interviews.
Okay. 那么刚才 Mr. Blounding 他补充说呢，对于非国际学生，也就是美国学生来说呢，这个比例同样适用，也是有 80% 的美国学生到校来进行面试。那么大概有 20% 呢无法到校面进行面试。总之还是尽量的希望大家如果可以的话尽量到校进行面试。好那么我想呢今天的我们这一期的讲座呢就到此结束了。那么呢我们非常感谢 Ms. Blounding 先生呢给我们带来关于 Governors Academy 与招生有关的这些信息。那么我们还是请大家呢继续关注我们 Finding School 推出的这个2015年的招生官讲座系列。那么下周呢我们会请来两所学校的招生官，分别是Prompted School 的Mr. Joel Kramer 和KUA Kimball Union Academy 的Miss Meredith Bryson 来给我们进行下周的讲座。Thank you, Mr. Blounding, for share all these very important and detailed admission information of your school with us in today's seminar. It's very honored to have you here today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and thank you and Finding Schools for giving me the opportunity to speak to all of these families.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day.
Thank you, goodbye.
Okay, bye. 好，那我们今天的讲座到此结束，我们也非常感谢各位听众的收听。那么今天讲座的录音呢，我们会最后在整理好后呢，上传到我们 Finding School 的网站上，供大家再次收听和参考。好，谢谢大家，再见。